Merry Christmas and welcome to this holy night of worship. My name is Joseph. I'm one of the pastors here at the church, and on behalf of our amazing team, we are just so thrilled that you are here to celebrate with us the birth and coming of Christ. And there's nowhere else that we'd rather be than here with you, and there's nothing else we'd rather do than get to tell you about why this night and this season is so important. Because we believe that on that night that Christ was born, everything changed. And that's what we want to tell you about tonight. Our worship and our faith, particularly in this Advent season, is always a three-way sort of movement in time, meaning that we look back to when Christ came the first time as a baby, what we celebrate tonight. But we also attend to the present as Christ comes to us with his presence. And we also look to the future to when he will come again, what we call his second coming. And this is all summarized in the Advent declaration that Christ is coming, Christ has come, Christ will come again. Or said another way, everything did change on that night. Everything can change now in your present circumstance, and everything will change when he comes again. And so with that in mind, let's read from a passage from Scripture that is actually often read on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and hopefully you'll now see and understand why. It comes from a book in the Bible called Titus, which was an early church leader that Paul wrote to. And he says this to Titus. He says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." So in light of this passage, let's briefly reflect on how everything did change at his first coming, how everything can change in his present coming, and how everything will change at his future coming. So first, everything did change. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." I obviously don't have time to explain the full story, but for over 1,000 years, God's prophets spoke of the day when everything would change, when God's salvation would be offered not only to Israel, but to all people through the Christ child. Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, women and men, young and old, religious and non-religious, Jesus came for all. And when he did, everything changed. God's grace, mercy, and love was now available to everyone, including you and me. Which means that everything can change now in the present. It says here in verse 14, Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us. Because he came as one of us in human form, he was able to redeem us, that is, to purchase us, to save us by living the perfect sinless life we never could. And then by taking on the punishment we deserve for our sinful ways upon himself through his death on the cross. Later in that book of Titus, Paul says, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy." You might be here tonight and you might think, "I'm not worthy of God's kindness and love. You don't know what I've done. I'm broken, I'm weary, I'm full of fear and not faith. I've hurt and been hurt. I've rejected and been rejected. I have nothing to offer a loving God. I don't deserve God's grace." Well, friends, that's why he came. To say, "I will take upon myself in my life and death all your weakness, brokenness, fear, and rejection, and I will replace it with my grace and mercy. As it says here, he saves us not because of anything we've done, but only because of his love. And so if you've been unfaithful, if you're tired, hurt, broken, and weary, I want you to know that this Christmas story is for you. Christ is born for you. And so as the band sings this song, would you continue to make room in your heart for Jesus to come and for everything to change right now, here in the present.
Oh, come. All you unfaithful, come. Weak and unstable, come. No, you are not alone. For Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born. For you, Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you.
So everything did change when he came. Everything can change now in our lives and our world. And lastly, everything will change. It says here, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, the Christian hope and story is not just about something that happened long ago. It's not only about the salvation that comes to us now, but it's also about something that is to come, the belief and hope based on the assurance that comes from Jesus' resurrection that he will come again as he promised, the hope that everything will change. And if that song we just heard describes much or some of your life, unfaithful, weak, unstable, guilty, fearful, confused, know that there is hope, both now in the present and future for our broken souls, as well as for our broken world. We live in these in-between times where what we experience of God in the present now is only a foretaste of what is to come, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of Jesus. Mark Rogop says that waiting on God is living on what I know to be true about God when I don't know what's true about my life. See, I don't understand everything that happens in my life, your life, or in our world, and I know it's messy and it's hard, but our looking back at Christ renews our hope in the present based on what we know is to come in the future. Because the story does not end in Bethlehem at the cradle. It does not end in Jerusalem at the cross. And it does not end in the present based on our current circumstances. It ends, or we could say truly begins, when Jesus comes again and makes all things right and to reign with all who believe in him in his new heaven and his new earth, to finish the kingdom he started at his birth. And that's what we've been crying out for and journeying toward as a church together. And during this and every Advent Christmas season here at Oceanside, we pick a song to sing each week leading up to Christmas Eve and normally after we light the Advent candles. And it's always a song of hope and prayer for Jesus to come again as he promised. For as we reflect on his first coming at that first Christmas and all that that means, it causes us to long for the day when he comes again, when everything will change. So we're going to do that one last time this December. And as we do, if you came here tonight not sure about what you believe, not sure about this Christmas story and what it all means, but there's a bit of faith rising up in your heart tonight, saying, I now believe that Christ has come, Christ is coming, Christ will come again. I encourage you as we sing to just tell God even now, I believe that you came in the flesh as a baby, that you lived a sinless life, that you died on the cross for our sins, defeated death and rose on the third day and are coming again. And just saying, Jesus, I want to know you, live for you, and be a part of your forever family in your eternal kingdom. And if you do that, I believe that God will meet you where you're at tonight. So let's ask him to come and let's declare the hope that everything will change. Would you stand with me as we sing this song together?